This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Pay attention now. This is the classroom of the year when it comes to News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first full week of January 2022, our first visit of the esteemed host and mentor of the Talk Radio Countdown, the man who originated coverage of News Talk Radio in print and online, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Like, that was the big build-up. That's it
that
for the
nice.
Year. You've had your build-up. Yep, you're all set.
Yeah, that'll get me all the way maybe to Valentine's Day, that little Valentine of yours.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, hey, happy New Year to you. I missed last week's show and felt badly about it, but here we are, and it's a new year, and everything is good again.
Is it? I guess that's a matter of reflection. I'm not sure, looking at this list, that things are so great, but maybe we can put a good spin on some of this stuff. So help yourself to the story list. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, number 10, the Maxwell case.
You know how to pronounce her first name?
Her name. Ghislaine.
Ghislaine, okay.
Ghislaine.
Good, yeah.
And some say Ghislaine, but it's Ghislaine. Ghislaine Maxwell. And that's tied with a related case, Prince Andrew's scandal.
What a scumbag. What's this guy? It's not, right. The blood may be blue, but I think there's probably some pink and orange in it as well.
Ooh. At number 9, social media and free speech. At number 8, U.S. relations with China and Russia. At number 7, crime and violence. At number 6, voting legislation tied with race relations. The two are tied together more than just in how much they're talked about. They're connected. At number 5, the winter weather, and that is tied with climate change. At number 4, the 2022 midterm election. Now, that's going to be on our survey for a long time. It's now 2022. It's no longer over the horizon. It's coming at us like a freight train. And that's tied with Donald Trump's role in the GOP. At number 3, we have the economy, inflation, supply chain, labor shortage, all those issues. Number 2, well, it happened this week, the anniversary of January 6th, 1-6 as it's now called. We have our 9-11 and we have our 1-6. Maybe that's the way we'll start labeling negative dates. And it's the anniversary of it and the investigation of it. 1 year later, a whole year has gone by. What a year this has been. And number 1, we have COVID-19, the Omicron surge, vaccines, boosters, and politics connected to it. And it's been a hell of a week.
By golly.
I realize there was a pause, and there's nothing worse on radio than dead air. We committed a sin. At number 10, speaking of sinners, Prince Andrew at number 10, Ghislaine Maxwell at 9, Xi Jinping at 8, Vladimir Putin at 7, Ron DeSantis at 6, number 5, Sean Hannity. Mike Pence back on the survey at 4, Mark Meadows at 3, Donald Trump at 2, Joe Biden at 1, and that's kind of a snapshot. There's a lot of people being talked about beyond that and a lot of complicated connecting issues, but that's the best we can do to bring it into some type of a snapshot and a summary.
Well, okay, let's talk about complicated connective issues. Number 5, Sean Hannity on the people list. And the what the relevancy is of his connection to January 6th, I've probably seen the same thing everybody else has seen in the trade, especially in Talkers Magazine. So what do you read into this? What's between the lines with Hannity, or is there? Is it just as
there's
it
nothing
seems?
Between the lines? It's all out there. Hannity has been close with the president. Hannity has a direct line to the president. Hannity told the president through texts that are, you know, public record now.
Yeah.
Hey, go easy. He offered sobering advice when the insurrection or riot or whatever the hell you want to call it was happening, and. Whether the president heeded him or not is not the issue. The fact is he had a voice in it. And then Hannity is accused of not taking that same stance on the air.
Did Trump take a shot at Hannity this week? Because
yeah, he did. I don't recall the exact details, but there was a shot that Trump. You know, Hannity is going to have to be careful with his friendship with Trump because Trump is Trump to turn on people.
Right.
When they no longer totally kiss his assets.
Yeah, I still question the relevancy of Trump. I think even the news media loves to dump on him. Certain talk show hosts want to deify him. I just think that he's almost irrelevant. That's just for maybe it's my point of view, but I find
it's a good question.
To the DJV program. Go ahead.
You bring up a good question as to the relevance of Trump. I wonder about that. I do know he's relevant in the conversation.
Yeah.
I do know he has a tremendous base. I don't know whether it's a big enough base to elect him president again. Of course, a lot of that has to do with who runs against him, which is uncertain. But I'm not sure what's going on behind the scenes in terms of other ambitious politicians within the GOP who perhaps are not thrilled at the thought of him remaining somebody clogging up the next opportunity.
Don't you think there's an exhaustion factor to this? With almost any story, with whatever is going on, whether it's the news talk conversations on the air or the reality of people experiencing these things in their lives, it's like COVID. There's an exhaustion factor to it. And whether, you know, people are just saying, I'm so sick of this, and I get shots every week. I mean, not booster shots, but shots from people. Stop talking about this. There's nothing new. There's nothing to be learned. There's nothing to be gained. Let's move on. What else do you? Don't you have something else like the other bad news, like the inflation rate?
Well, the art of broadcasting is to mix and match it in such a way that you deal with the relevant stuff, but that you don't exhaust it. We used to do the same thing in music radio. You want to play the number one song. You want to play the hits. The art was the rotation and how you do it. But I don't think that one should stop talking about the issues that are of importance and relevance simply because we're tired of them. We should stop talking about the frivolous issues or the ones that are, you know, not to say that Prince Andrew is not important. You know, sexual assault on a 17-year-old is important. But it's not as important as people dying in hospitals, war, you know, attacks on the Capitol. You know, there's different things going on, and this is one of the things that we do in terms of maintaining this research, if you want to call it, or observation that we do, is we try to sort it all out and figure out what are the long-term stories, the short-term stories, what's in, what's out, but underneath it all, what's really important, and to not talk about COVID-19 because we're sick of it is sticking your head in the sand.
It's taking a different approach. Let me tell you, not to pat myself on the back or beat my chest, Doug, you're such a fantastic host, but the approach I took to COVID this week was asking people to go to the food store and look and see what's there. Audit whether you have the food that you want, whether you have to settle for something that you don't really want. How has your food culture changed in the past year or two? Are you eating more processed food because it's the only thing that's available? Are you looking harder for food, et cetera, et cetera? I think that's one of the important stories, what you're eating and how it's been affected by COVID. I think that was a very important overview as to people understanding the impact that this thing has had on our lives. I also took a look at the cars and what's available and what people are paying because of the shortage of chips that came about directly as a result of COVID. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of cars and trucks sitting in lots and all around Detroit, other areas where there are factories waiting for the chips so they can be shipped out. In the meantime, I told a story about a fellow who was buying a new Ford F-350 that normally would sell for $80,000. The dealer had put a price tag of $137,000 on the truck, and he had somebody negotiating with him to buy it. And that's a direct result of not having enough trucks around, and COVID is the result, is the reason for that. So does that become a relative of those good conversations? They play into
They are. COVID. You know, I mean, you're not the only one who does that.
I'm not. No, I'm just giving you an example.
But no, you're very creative, and you also tend to focus on the human connection, the human element, human interest aspects. That's the word I was looking for. Human interest aspects of the major news. I mean, there's a word called lifestyles. That's a word I've never liked, but we understand what it means.
Kind of ooky. It's a yucky, lucky,
lifestyle.
Well, I have my lifestyles
of the rich and famous. Remember that show? Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Was it called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? Yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. But people are always interested in that.
Yeah. All right. You know. We'll talk about the January 6th anniversary and its role in our discussions this week as we continue. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. A quick reminder about the beginning of the year, losing weight, all kinds of support. Hey, you got to turn on the radio and the television. You can't wait more than 4 minutes to see an ad for Planet Hollywood or Planet Fitness or whatever whatever it is. Shatner's doing an ad for Planet Fitness, which was hysterical, even though it was kind of short. Maybe you saw that this week, Michael. But anyway, the focus is on losing weight. And then after that, how do you keep it off? That's where Calitrin comes in. It supports your late weight loss program and helps you keep the weight off once you've done the work. So check out all of the different ways that you can buy the product, how much you can get, and what you'll pay for it at toploss.com. And then when you check out, use the DJV code. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you'll get great discounts. That's DJV code, toploss.com for Calitrin.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
For a healthy new year, the American Medical Association offers these resolutions. Be more physically active. Manage stress. Quit tobacco and nicotine use. Consume alcohol only in moderation. Reduce your intake of processed foods and sugary drinks. Take any opioids or antibiotics exactly as prescribed. Be up to date on all your vaccines. Learn your risk for type 2 diabetes at doihaveprediabetes.org and understand your blood pressure numbers at managerbp.org.
While getting vaccinated is the best way to prevent COVID-19, you should also know about potential treatment options available to you, especially if you're at high risk for developing serious illness or complications. The American Lung Association has partnered with Regeneron and GlaxoSmithKline to raise awareness about monoclonal antibody treatment, which can reduce your risk of getting sicker if you recently tested positive for COVID-19. Don't risk your health by delaying treatment. Learn more at lung.org. That's lung.org.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the information that Talkers publishes every week at talkers.com on the charts, the top stories, the top people, and the top stories, COVID, 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 and COVID. I see the Star Trek series. I know you're a fan of Star Trek. They have stopped shooting because most of the cast and crew has tested positive for COVID. It just takes its toll. Just go across whatever part of life you want to look at. We've got all the doctors now that, or at least staffs that are sick with it. You have a story at home with your family. You've got a real problem. Right.
Well,
with your...
The Star Trek situation, I would think by the 24th century, rather, they would have cured it.
Care of.
Yeah.
Yes. So. But as far as you being under the circumstances, father of a son who's the father of a son.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm not here to talk about you know, my woes, but
no, it isn't woes. It's just something that's real. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it affects how businesses are run, for sure. How families react. Or, you know, you were asking me about going to California. When I go out there, I take a home test. My grandson, the new grandson's less than 8 weeks old. They have no immune system whatsoever. I haven't had. Well, I don't know. You and I were talking off the air. We don't know whether we've had it or we haven't had it. I don't think I've had it. You haven't really, but you know. There are all kinds of signs. I had sniffles about a month ago. I had my test, and it showed negative, but, you know, the tests aren't always that great either. I haven't been waylaid by anything, but certainly, you know, depending on one's status, the immune system, if you had it, you could probably fight it off, but that doesn't mean you haven't had it.
We don't even know what it is.
We deal with
these major categories. But when you talk to people and you get into the nitty-gritty, a lot of people have been walking around with symptoms that don't pick up as positive. But a lot of people have runny noses, sore throats, congestion, foggy headedness. You know, a lot of little symptoms that are part of the picture of COVID. But you know, for whatever reason, it doesn't test positive, or they haven't tested. So, a number of doctors I've talked to say that, you know, it's more widespread in a watered down version than we realize.
Yeah.
And they don't really understand these things, you know.
Well, they can talk a good game, but...
I don't think that people should blame the medical establishment as much as they do. People are looking for easy answers. For
blame the Chinese government. They're the ones where this all started.
Well, I mean, that's a whole other angle on it. Mm-hmm. But I'm simply saying is that even when you have something that's an understood illness, you know, you're having surgery or to have surgery or to not have surgery, how much drugs to take, all of the different medical things that we deal with, it's all uncertain. You know, that's why the old thing, get a second opinion, get a third opinion.
Yes.
Doctors don't agree with each other on appendicitis, mm-hmm. you know, having your tonsils out. So when you get something like this, that's an international global pandemic, obviously... There are going to be different levels of therapy and testing and vaccines. We shouldn't expect the medical establishment to have all the answers immediately and have a unified voice. That's the point.
It's certainly imperfect in terms of, you know, you get three or four different organizations, the FDA, the National Institute of Health, the CDC, and they all disagree. They all tell you something different. So you got to do your own stuff. I see that James Corden has it. I see Hoda Kotb has it. A lot of football players have it. It's just, it is, you know, it's not shocking to see it around. Just be nice when it just kind of goes bye-bye. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. While there is much to be done to fulfill Dr. King's dream of a beloved community, AmeriCorps remains committed to showing that service can help unite Americans of different backgrounds and experiences while meeting the urgent needs in our communities. AmeriCorps CEO Michael D. Smith has more.
The commemoration of the Martin Luther King Day of Service is a call to act on Dr. King's legacy of social justice and equity by coming together. Through service, we can break down the barriers that divide us, strengthen ties to one another and our community, while we meet the needs of our neighbors and our nation.
Even in times of great challenges, AmeriCorps has helped bring people together and bridge the deepest divides we face.
Dr. King said that everybody can be great because everybody can serve, and service to one another puts his words into action.
To learn more and find in-person and virtual volunteer opportunities on MLK Day, visit AmeriCorps.gov/MLK Day.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. Actor and comedian Bob Saget died Sunday. He was 65 years old. It's being reported Saget passed away in his hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida. Hotel security found Saget in his room. Cause of death is still yet to be determined. At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children, when the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years burned through a Bronx, New York apartment high-rise Sunday morning. The 5-alarm blaze was blamed on a malfunctioning space heater, Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
This fire began in an apartment that spans 2 floors on the second and third floor of the building.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As we await the ruling from the Supreme Court on two of President Biden's vaccine mandates, Justice Clarence Thomas questions Brian Fletcher, the U.S. Principal Deputy Solicitor General.
Counsel, are you relying on 1302A?
The Secretary invoked, that's the Secretary's general rulemaking authority under the Social Security Act, and he invoked that general rulemaking authority as he typically does when he makes rules under the Act, but we're not relying primarily or on that. We're instead relying on specific authorities as to each category of covered providers that allow the Secretary to set standards that set the requirements for their participation in Medicare and Medicaid.
I don't understand what you just said.
I'm sorry. The answer is yes, but not only on 1302. We also have specific statutes that speak to each of the covered providers here.
So if I look at the language in 1302, which says that the Secretary shall make and publish such rules and regulations as may be necessary to the efficient administration of the functions with which each is charged under this chapter, you say there is more than that authorizing the Secretary?
Correct, yes.
What is that more?
So the more is set forth, it's different as to each category of providers. So take hospitals, they're the additional authority which authorizes the Secretary to set such requirements as he finds necessary in the interest of the health and safety of patients in Medicare and Medicaid.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
EJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Returning now to our focus on the world of News Talk Radio, you can find the lists, by the way, from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, or we have them listed as well at djvshow.com. The relevance of CES this week to COVID and how, I mean, we could probably spend the whole program looking at how COVID has influenced. We've taken a couple of different approaches just to discuss how you can take one thing and move it in a dozen different directions. But CES, our friend Holland Cook was there this week talking about what was going on. I talked to a fellow from the automotive industry as well as to the impact of all this new technology on new cars and that sort of thing. And it's sort of people get excited about that sort of thing. You and I are not that technical, are we? We're not techies.
I don't know. I don't. I certainly prefer not to go with all the bells and whistles for everything, but I do. I can't say I'm not technical because look at the business that we're in.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So compared to some of our
point, I suppose,
our
yeah.
friends.
Yeah. Right. You know? Yeah. We have to have some. We have some connection to.
Right.
The ritual that's necessary to make all this
right.
work.
That's a relative statement.
Yes.
So.
Right. All right.
But I've never been one for the bells and whistles that are not necessary in any kind of equipment because there are things that break down and who needs them?
We do. All right. Number two this week on our countdown list is the January 6th anniversary, the continuing investigation. I noticed that Emily Hernandez, who's 22 years old, is facing a couple of charges related to driving while intoxicated and causing a crash that resulted in the death of a woman that was holding a Pelosi sign as a rioter. I mean, this again, here we go, off on a tangent with somebody else who's involved in this thing, an ancillary story. They're everywhere. Yesterday, or this past week, actually, there have been a couple of things happening the last couple of days. When the January 6th moment of silence took place, the only two Republicans in the House chamber were Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz. I've never been a big fan of Dick Cheney, but in this circumstance, it's very interesting how he is paying attention to his daughter and the movement. He might have been earlier on connected, or you'd have thought he was more connected to Trump and that stuff, but his daughter is really taking an independent stand. What are people saying? Is it predictable because of some of the hosts and their point of view how she's being handled?
Well, she is going against the partisanship of the conservative movement as opposed to being a conservative. Democrats and liberals should not take the idea that she's a liberal or that she's a Democrat. Liz Cheney is definitely a conservative. And her father is a conservative. It's just there are different views on conservatism than Trumpism. And and that's the issue.
It's like in religion, Protestantism at first was just a protest to the Catholic Church. And then it became the Baptists, it became the Congregationalists, it became the Lutherans, it became the Methodists, it became the Baptists. Mm-hmm. And so it all splits down. And maybe the same can be said for Joe Manchin in a manner of speaking. He's not, the Democrats say, he's not a real Democrat. Because he doesn't go along for the ride. And it does show you how hard it is to be an independent thinker. But Manchin is making a career move here that makes a lot of people think he's running for president.
Well, he might be.
Maybe he is.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people are running for president whose name is not Trump and whose name is not Biden. And it's interesting to watch very carefully how they make their moves because it is politically unwise at this point. You're certainly going to face a lot of heat from your own party if you make a move against Trump or you make a move against Biden at this point. So everybody walks on eggshells, but the fact of the matter is there are a lot of daggers underneath those cloaks waiting to be thrust. And it
sounds so romantic, Michael.
You know, civil wars are very bloody, and primaries can be, and inter-party politics can be brutal, and politics make strange bedfellows. Let us not forget that George H.W. Bush, when he was running for the nomination against Ronald Reagan, he said that Ronald Reagan practiced voodoo economics.
Right.
The
vice president.
Look at the harsh words that Kamala Harris said to Joe Biden during...
Outrageous.
I mean, he was, I'm not even going to say it. It's just terrible. So you got to. How about Ted Cruz calling Donald Trump a psychopathic narcissist?
Which he is, but.
But no, but so, you know my position. I guess I've been able to maintain my job for so many decades in this business of controversy and opinions by trying to just stay above that type of low-level, stinking, disingenuous, partisan bigotry and lies. It's awful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and people buy into it. Let them, you know, I guess that's what makes the world go around. But I don't buy into it.
Number five this week, the winter weather. You're in western Massachusetts. I'm in eastern Massachusetts. We got about 6 inches of snow here. But the newscasters are calling it the first bomb cyclone of the year because a lot of the country east of the Mississippi, like Nashville, has 4 inches of snow. They don't know what to do with it. The weather's very cold and windy. And so here we have 14 inches of snow in Buffalo. And I don't know. I mean, when we were kids, 14 inches of snow is nothing, right?
Yeah. Well, and we were shorter.
That's true. So it seems like there was more there, yes.
In my opinion, in my meteorological prognosticatory opinion, this is the worst storm of the year so far.
Yeah. Well, so
I'm kidding.
Yeah, so far it is, but you know, we haven't had
every storm. The point I'm making is every storm is the storm of the century. Yep. How many storms of the century have we been through over the past 30 years? It started about 35, 40 years ago. The hyperbole that surrounds the weather, and even though I believe there's climate change. I mean, only because I know the history of the Earth. As much as we know it, the Earth changes. And I do know that carbon emissions can increase the greenhouse effect. But that being said, every weather event now, every fire, everything that happens is indicative of climate change. And that's where a truth becomes a lie, when you add the politics to it. And you just go on these basic assumptions without taking each situation individually and examining it with honesty.
It really is. It is amazing the twists and turns and how life is. My son and I were talking about this last week, how life has changed so dramatically for all of us. You look around now, I don't recognize even the town that I grew up in and still live in. It's a whole different world here. And I think a lot of people around the country are finding that to be the case as well. It's just changing. And speaking of that, number three this week on our story list is a focus on the economy. Mortgage rates now are their highest since the pandemic began in 2020. Fixed mortgage rates are following the Treasury yields. The Fed this week said they expected inflation to last through the end of the year. I don't know. Inflation, in my mind, I'm going to see what your rendering of this is usually 2%, maybe 3%. It's 6.5% at the moment. And when I went in the bank this week to do some business, I couldn't get in because the lobby was locked. And so I said to the lady who's in charge of the branch, what's going on? She says, people are quitting. COVID, we're paying $23, $24 an hour for tellers. Last year, this time, we were paying $15, $16 an hour for tellers, and we can't find them. So this is really, I keep asking this question. People give me baloney answers. Where did the 8 million people go who were in the workforce before COVID and aren't in it now? That's how many holes there are. If you look at the stats, supposedly, there are 8 million jobs that are unfilled. Well, where'd they go?
A lot of them are retired. A large percentage of the people who are quitting are over 55. A lot of them are going for early retirement because they're saying this just ain't worth it anymore. Mm-hmm. And one of the things fueling that is the fact that the inflation and the increase in value in homes as the real estate market has heated up has given a number of people over 55 a sense of security that they have more money than they thought they did. That is the factual answer to a question that most people go around. Well, what's causing it? You know, that's what's causing it. A lot of older people are opting out. The rest of them are, a lot of them are crummy jobs that nobody wants. And people are taking advantage of the fact that they can get away with staying at home for a while.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a strange situation for sure. Strange reality. We continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show in a moment.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Hey, how'd you like to get paid to work out? Yes, I said get paid to work out. Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification. If you're interested in a money-making career in fitness as a personal trainer, now is your time because ISSA is guaranteeing you will get a job. That's right. There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. So once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Just text AMP to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Full-time, at a gym, at home, or as a side hustle. Whatever works for you. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Get certified and start making money fast. Guaranteed. Just text AMP to 323232 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word AMP to 323232.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so Michael, we have a minute or so left here on the countdown. The inflation business, how does that, what does it do? How far does it go? What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's going to go very far. I think it's going to turn around. I think that the economy, believe it or not, still is strong. We have a lot of conflicting things that are causing problems. The inflation is due to, one, of course, the Fed printing money that doesn't have wealth behind it. That's always an issue, but that can be controlled, and it will be. Interest rates coming up, mortgage rates coming up, that certainly will control inflation. And eventually the supply chain will be rectified, and that will decrease the shortages in products. That's also causing rates to rise. The situation of this inflation is very different based on those basic facts I just said, than the inflation we had through the 70s.
You know, we should talk about on the countdown. This should be something we really aim for. The popularity of pizza these days. And how it's a $54 billion business. How about that? Just as a distraction.
My favorite subject.
All right, yes, it is. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, as Victoria Keelan joins me, Doug Steffen, with the top five items from the world of technology this week. Number five to number one. Okay, so there's a new nail polish. And people say, huh? What's that got to do with technology, Victoria? Mm-hmm. We'll explain.
Yep. So OPI Nail Polish Company, which is one of the largest two that you find in salons and in retail stores, they have teamed up with Xbox, and they're collaborating on a new lineup of gaming-inspired nail polishes that also unlock in-game content for the games Halo Infinite and Forza Horizon 5. So the line of 12 nail polish colors is available now at Ulta stores, and purchasing colors in the line qualifies for redeemable codes that you can unlock exclusive content and bonuses in each game. So there are 12 different colors, lots of options for girls and guys. It's not just for girls, but it's really cool. And naturally, they have, like all OPI, if you're a lady's ever been to the salon, and you know how cute the names are, they're all the same. They've stuck with the same theme for all the gaming stuff, so it's really cute. And that's available in stores right now.
Counting down the top five items from the world of technology this week, the LG TVs are in number four position.
Yep, LG announced that all 2021 and 2022 LG Smart TVs will be equipped with a health education and telehealth app that is a senior-focused company called Independa. And so this platform will allow users to set up and have telehealth appointments through their TV, which is doctors are happy about this because if you're standing up in front of a larger screen, they can diagnose you better if it's some sort of a physical ailment. It's overall, it's easier for most seniors to use their TV rather than, you know, trying to get through a computer or an iPad or iPhone. It's going to be a lot more streamlined. And so if you do not have – most of these telehealth appointments are covered by insurance. If they're not covered by insurance, though, through this app you can pay a flat fee, $75 for a dentist call and $55 for a doctor. Not sure how a dentist telehealth appointment works, but certainly for a doctor's visit, that's become more and more popular. And also as well with talk therapy. So that's another thing you can do through Independa. So that's a good thing. They're also, this platform will also be moving to other brands, but they're launching with LG.
Walmart is expanding its direct-to-your refrigerator deliveries.
Yep, it's called InHome, and that is Walmart's delivery service that brings groceries and other items directly into your fridge, into your kitchen, and on your countertop. Now, they started this out in 2019. They only serviced 1 million customers at the time. Their new plan is to expand this to 30 million U.S. households by the end of this year. Walmart says they're going to hire 3,000 delivery drivers and establish an all-electric fleet of delivery vehicles, thousands of which were actually ordered from the General Motors-backed electric vehicle company called BrightDrop. And so by the end of this year, we might be seeing more and more Walmart trucks all around, just like those Amazon trucks. Let's hope that they know how to park and not block traffic. Because the Amazon truck thing, I know you've said it, but it is really true. They're in the middle of the road, like everywhere.
All the time. Exactly. All over the country. Number two, no surprise, CES. But they had to end it early, right, because of all of the Omicron.
Yeah, because of COVID and everything. Yep, so CES did happen this week, and there, as always, there's always cool stuff that comes out of CES, and people like seeing where the future of tech is going to go. Major contributors, Microsoft, Google, Twitter, AT&T, T-Mobile, a lot of those big companies decided to go virtual instead. But that did free up space for smaller and medium-sized tech companies to display their goods, and so it ended up probably being better business for the smaller companies. And they had to basically close the doors a day early. But I think that a lot of cool stuff still came from it, as usual.
All right. So number one is Tesla in China. Boo.
I mean, this was certainly the most controversial story of the week. On New Year's Eve, when no one was paying attention, Tesla unveiled the launch of a new dealership in Xinjiang, which, if that sounds familiar, that's the region where the Uyghur Muslims are being forced to work in labor camps. And so Tesla has a showroom now in the capital of that region. It seems very suspicious. A lot of people are not happy about this. Tesla has had a weird partnership with the Chinese government over the years. They've gotten a lot of backing, and they've had their first profit turned because of the help of the Chinese government. And so the U.S. accusations of genocide in Xinjiang have, you know, based, as we know, this is multiple countries are now refusing to use any products that come from this region. So I'm not sure how this is going to affect Tesla's bottom line, but this was a terrible PR move.
Won't help in his PR department.
No.
No, not at all, under any circumstances. All right, so that's that story, and all the other stories put together help you to understand what's going on in the world of technology. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, counting them down at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too.
Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.